If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I always find it intriguing and interesting to talk to Job Barbosa. Job has been in Chicago since 2022. He's a doctoral student at Roosevelt University. As you know, his visa was expiring unless he found an internship. Guess what? The university has stepped up. That has been taken care of. But what has brought him to everyone's attention is his running through Chicago. Job, how are you today?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. So do you know how many miles you've run through Chicago?
Yes, it's about, let me see, about 7,000.
Oh,
yeah, so currently... So currently I'm at about 93% of the city complete. There's around 4,000 miles of streets, but just because there's so many dead ends and just so many like streets that you just have to circle back to, yeah, around about 7,000 miles in just under 2 years.
My gosh, that's amazing. You have seen parts of Chicago that people who live here have never even witnessed.
Yeah, for sure. And just like, there's neighborhoods where people don't really go to because there's not much to see, not much to do. It's just like, you know, neighborly vibes. But like, I've been forced to go to every neighborhood and just seen like there's some neighborhoods where people don't really go to because there's, like I said, not much stuff to do. But like, there's always things to look at, people to meet, and just like artwork or just like small hidden gems that people wouldn't really notice. But yeah, definitely seen a lot of the city on foot, a lot more than a lot of other people, for sure.
Absolutely. And tell everyone how this started out, what your goal was intentional. The intention was to begin with.
Yeah, for sure. So I woke up one day and I thought, like everyone thinks, you know, I wonder what it would be like to run every single street in Chicago.
Yeah, nobody thinks like that, Joe. Nobody I know thinks like that. Nobody ever said, I think I want to run every pothole-ridden street in Chicago.
But yeah, I just thought, why not? And I just saw that no one else had done it. And so I thought, why don't I just be the first person to do it? So it was more kind of a, I want to be the first one. And yeah, no one's ever done it, so why not?
Yeah, so many times you run with the Chicago flag on your back. Many people have run with you, from Mayor Brandon Johnson to our friend Jamal Cole, and other people have just joined in. Have you ever encountered anything dangerous? Because so many people who only live 10, 15 miles outside of the city refuse to come in the city because they think it's scary or it's dangerous. You've run 7,000 miles of the streets in the city. Have you encountered mm-hmm. anything that you felt threatened your life?
No, never, never. And I don't say this because I'm PR trained. But I don't say this like, you know, I think the narrative of Chicago being dangerous gets clicks, gets views. And I can easily get so many views and clicks by just going up to people, instigating people, just telling people, like, don't come here, this is crazy. So, yeah, I studied psychology in school, and negative brings about more attention than positive. And so if I really wanted to, like, you know, talk about my experiences and show that it was negative, it would be so much better for social media. But I really talk about my experiences, and I have nothing negative to say. Like, everywhere I've went, people have been so, so nice to me, people treating me with so much respect. And no, I've never encountered anything dangerous. And I go to different neighborhoods, like, any time during the day, any weather, any circumstance. Like, for example, yesterday I was in Auburn Gresham, and then I hit a little bit of Englewood yesterday. And a lot of people would not go to these neighborhoods. I went there. I had a run, which was scheduled to be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I spent 5 hours there just chatting to people. People stopping me, and then me going to their house and just getting water from people, and just, yeah.
Oh, so people are recognizing you now, so when you run down their street, they're like, come on in, let me get you a cup of tea or a lemonade or something.
Yeah, with the Chicago flag. Yeah, with the Chicago flag and all that. people just so like, you know, nice, and they recognize me, and they're like, yeah, like we want to give you something to help you support this mission. But like, even before I was known, even in like the Chicago Flag and the Cape, people always like were so supportive. I only started posting on social media when I was about 72% of the city complete. And so with that, like, there's so much of the city that I did, just some random guy just running in every neighborhood. So, yeah.
And how many people were following you when you started, and how many people are following you now?
So, yeah, like I said, I did 72% of the city without posting anything on social media, just having a random social media account, just posting my life, nothing about running. And then when I started posting, started to pick up, and I only started posting now. And so about 60,000, just over 60,000 are following me now, seeing the journey.
That's wonderful.
And then I'll like, there's some times where like, if I want to just run and not get recognized, and just, you know, I need to you know, get this run done and go home because I have other stuff to do. I just want to wear the cape, the flag of the cape. And so, like, I don't get recognized, and then I can just go. But then if I do wear the cape.
And so it has turned into a bit of a mission for you. I want you to share what you're doing on June 14th with everyone, because this is something important in your view.
Yeah. So June 14th is going to be my last run. So it's going to be at 10 a.m. It's going to start at Oak Street in Michigan, and it's going to end at the Buckingham Fountain. There's going to be a bunch of people there. I want to invite everyone to be there, the whole city. So it's really going to be like a celebration of Chicago. So people are going to be there with Chicago flags, their Chicago gear. Local, national, international news is going to be there as well to witness the final run. It's not going to be exclusive to runners. I know the word final run like conveys the message of, okay, it's just for runners. No, it's not. We're going to walk for the first mile. It's only going to be 2 miles. Walk for the first mile, and then the second mile is like a very light jog. So it's not just exclusively for runners. Everyone's invited, and it'll be a good time.
And it's one of the most beautiful parts of the city, from Oak Street Beach to Buckingham Fountain. It's right here in the heart. Will this be a fundraiser, or you just want to show strength in numbers?
No, I don't earn anything for Instagram. I need money. I could easily like monetize this, but I don't do this for money. I do this because I like connecting with people. I like, you know, I think if it would be for money, I think I would treat it as a job and I wouldn't have as much fun.
Right.
So no, it's not going to be a fundraiser. Like, it's going to be free to join. Everyone is invited, and yeah, I just wanted to make it inclusive for all. So yeah, for June 14th, 10 a.m. Oak Street in Michigan.
All right, tell people how to follow you before I bump into news so that they can get in on this.
Yes, of course. So the best way to find me running is on Instagram. So my Instagram is heyjob, at heyjob, so H-E-Y. And then my name, Job, is J-O-A-B-E, J-O-A-B-E, heyjob.
Always great to talk with you. We'll see you on the 14th.
Ooh, yes, looking forward to seeing you as well. See you soon.
Lou Manfredini's up next. You have a question for Mr. Fix-It? Text it, 312-981-7200. That comes up after the news.